In the heavenly green delta of southwestern Bangladesh, there flows a river. Bamboo thickets are on the two banks of the river. It is like a heaven in a bird's eyes. The male paradise flycatcher is calling his mate with the sweetest music. In response to the call, the female paradise flycatcher brings straw to her nest in the dream of laying eggs and giving birth to its young. The couple is busy in making the nest with plant fibers, grass, leaves and cobwebs. It is like a musical composition of an artist. May to July is the breeding season of the paradise flycatcher. The female has laid 3 eggs in the nest. Both male and female birds sit on the eggs in return to keep it warm. Generally, after 14 to 21 days, the chicks hatch. But unfortunately, the dream of the couple get lost in the cruelty of predation of eggs. However, the struggle of life does not end here. Near the human settlement, another paradise flycatcher couple has built a nest. One mother loses her eggs, and another pair's eggs hatch to start a new generation. Naturally, the dramatic moment of these birds' life also begins here. Interestingly, the maroon color of the male bird turns to milk white at middle age. Generally, the male bird's tail is 3 times longer than the female's. But the female remains unchanged for her whole life. Both parents are busy collecting flies, butterflies, and insects to feed their hungry babies. Now, the life of the paradise flycatcher couple surrounds around the newborn chicks. To keep the children safe and to make their nest look more beautiful like heaven, the parents take away the dirt from the nest using their bill. This also helps the nest remain undiscovered to most of the predators. The chirping of these chicks have spread a soundless music in this silent bamboo thicket. In nature's cycle, The sun shines and the rain falls. The touch of these make the green look more heavenly. To protect the chicks from the rain, the mother bird covers them with her body and wings. This is the mother's natural instinct that the nature gave to her. After that comes the golden sunlight. The nature's food cycle is going on for thousands of years. Trees, shrubs, insects, birds, animals, and fish all revolve in that life cycle. Parents keep their children in their protection, but sometimes they become helpless in the presence of a strong enemy. Danger comes upon the paradise flycatcher's family when a predatory rufous treebee pounces the attack. Everyone here looks for food for survival, or itself become food for someone else. Eating another life saves life. All animals live in this natural cycle, and all struggle to stay alive. The predator rapidly kills the nestling and takes it away. Losing someone dear is an intolerable pain. The paradise flycatcher mother keeps on staring at the empty nest with deep sorrow. The evening comes down. The sky slowly turns into a blood red of grief. If birds live, the nature will live, the people will live.